Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Buzz Show. And in today's episode, so I wanted to jump to Lizzo's defense. For those that don't know who Lizzo is a music artist. Well, I guess now I can say she was a music artist. Because I guess, yeah, she pretty much quit. And she's, I don't know what the situation's gonna be. I don't know if she's just kind of taking a break and then she'll come back later. But I honestly, I think that it's messed up with all the stuff that she goes through, you know, just as an entertainer. It doesn't matter, because my thing is this. She can stop doing music, get into acting. People are going to get on her about her acting. She can have a whole daytime or even a nighttime talk show. People are going to get on that. She can do a podcast. People are going to get on that. That's one thing about it. When somebody has haters, that hater, they want to do everything in their power to let you know that they are a hater. Trust me, I know about this stuff. I have been in the entertainment business and have paid attention to the entertainment business for years. So this, like, hater activity stuff, at some point in time, it has to come to an end. Especially if you don't have no logical reason on hating on this person. I don't know, maybe, alright, let's see if she got any controversy, because I really don't be paying attention to Lizzo like that, but I'm saying, if she says something, then okay, I guess I can somewhat partially understand why people would be mad. But I'm saying, though, it's like, it's something where it's like, fam, let her live with that stuff. But it's like, to having it where you're just constantly picking at her career and things, I'm saying it gets to a point where it's like, bruh, people, let that stuff go. Like, it should not be that serious to where you gotta, like, wake up every day and say some stuff. So there was, like, misconduct allegations. So there was, like, in August 20... Oh, yeah, there was all, like, I actually do remember that, where they were, she was, I guess, had some stuff going on with her backup dancers. And there was, yeah. Yeah, I think I remember that. But I felt like even prior before that, people, they were still getting on her about, like, her, you know, just overall. And you know what? I am gonna, like, try to hold back on what I'm gonna say. They were getting on her about her weight. I feel like if cat's out the bag, yeah, cat's gonna be out the bag then. Yes, people were overall cracking jokes and talking about her weight. And I'm like, fam, if she's comfortable with her weight, and she's comfortable with when she wakes up in the morning, she looks in the mirror, and she sees who she sees, and she is comfortable with that person, that is not for you to make that judgment like, oh, well, she gotta do this, she gotta do that. No, she should be telling herself that. Not random people across the world. The only thing that you guys need to be doing is listening to her music or skipping past her music if you don't like her music and stuff. But to have it where it's like you're constantly bothering this girl on some dumb stuff, and it's like, for what? I'm saying, though, like, honestly, prior before that, like, backup dancer controversy, what reason did you guys have to hate on her? She released music, and she ain't no different than any other music artist out there. So that's why I'm like, it really trips me out, though, when I see stuff like that, and people are okay with it. People are cool with it. People are all like, I guarantee you, and I promise you, you go on Twitter right now, you're gonna have people on there, like, still cracking jokes about Lizzo and things. No, I already know for a fact that that's what the situation is. Let's see what they saying on Twitter. Oh, yeah, the people talking on the backup dancer stuff. And there's somebody using like a Family Guy meme and things. Yeah, it's like you just got people out there where it's like it's just they don't particularly care. Like somebody's really going through some stuff, and then you know what's crazy? They want to wait up until the last minute when something tragic doesn't happen, and then that's when they're all like, oh well, they want to start deleting tweets, they want to start deleting posts and all these other different memes and stuff, and then that's when they want to start feeling bad. I'm like, no. You need to start feeling bad right now. Like, I get that the thing is this, that situation between her and her backup dancers, that is between her and her backup dancers. I didn't lose no sleep over hearing that info. I remember when that stuff was coming out, I wasn't losing any sleep. I wasn't checking a bunch of different social media platforms. I don't even know Lizzo like that. I think I got maybe one song of her saved, and that's about it. But other than that, like, I don't know Lizzo like that. So I'm like, and even if it is somebody that I do know like that, I'm like, fam, I'm not going to be sitting around, be spreading as much hate as I possibly can surrounding their name. To people that actually does, like, they do go out and say and do crazy things all the way to a person that I don't really know like that. I ain't got that type of time in my life. And I, you know what, and I wanted to sit down and talk about people like that. I want to sit down and talk about those that just be sitting around hating because they'll have things that'll happen to them, right? And then they be wondering, why are these things happening to me? What did I do? I don't even know what I did wrong. I was just like, and that, no, that's karma, bruh. That's karma literally making its way around to you. And they, people be so blind by that type of stuff. They are like, they don't want to believe that karma exists, but I'm all like, okay, well, when the next 4, 5, 15, 100 different things that happen to you, then it's like, bruh, at some point in time, you are gonna have to believe there is some, like, form of karma that exists, all right? If you don't want to believe it, then that's on you, but there is some form of karma that exists, and it's gonna make its way around you. So I'm saying, all these people that just be out here hating on Lizzo for no reason, I'm like, why? For what reason? What, how does that benefit you throughout the day? How does that benefit your life? Does it make you money? Does it, I'm saying, because even if it does make you money, you mean to tell me that's the only way you can make money is by hating on somebody else? That's a poor way of making money. No, that ain't even something I'm going to say I'm sorry for. That's a poor way of making money where you got to go open up your computer, open up your phone, tablet, whatever you use, but you got to open it up, go across social media, and hate on somebody. For what? And they ain't did nothing to you personally. There's a lot of people in this world where they can say, Lizzo ain't did nothing to me personally. And it's like, they still just be hating on her for no reason. I'm not a fan of Lizzo. I don't know her like that. I don't be like, you know, I don't be following her on social media, none of that stuff. When her name pops up in a conversation where if I'm like, if my ears is already listening to that conversation, that's usually the only time when I'm seeing or hearing something Lizzo related. But other than that, I don't go out of my way. This is probably the one and only time where I did go out of my way to see what was going on. And yeah, and it's because of this bullying stuff. People be thinking that that stuff is cool. Then it's funny when it happens to them, then that's when they want to play victim. That's when, because I guarantee and I promise you, if Lizzo would have started just going through each and every single tweet, comment, YouTube video, TikTok video, she'd been going through anything talking negative on her name, and people would be there, they seriously would be trying to play that victim card. They were like, oh, I'm gonna take screenshots of this, oh, I'm gonna talk about this, oh, Lizzo, she talked badly about me, oh, I gotta call her out, I gotta play victim. And it's so crazy when people, when they do stuff like that, but then they sit around and they do it to other people, and I'm like, fam, how can people be that blind? Like, that's the stuff that just, it really trips me out, man. It really trips me out how people just be carrying on like that. And I'm like, fam, it don't matter whether you a kid, a teenager, it's really bad when you're an adult and you're carrying on like that. I'm like, bruh, you can be out here getting a job. You could be out here getting a career. You could be out here starting a family. You could be out here taking care of a pet for all I care. But it's like, you're sitting around hating on somebody that doesn't even know who you are. And even if they did, it's like, why? Like, that's the stuff that I just do not get. There's never a logical answer on why you're hating on that individual and they ain't did nothing to you. Besides this backup dancer allegation stuff, there is nothing that Lizzo had did to you. So that's why I'm like, that girl literally came up out of nowhere and started making music. unless I'm missing something, but let me look up her name again. Let me just see if Wikipedia, there might have been some stuff on their Wikipedia page, and Wikipedia might not even be all that accurate, but personal life, there is like, she received criticism calling Chris Brown her favorite person in the whole due to Brown's various conviction. So she, bruh, that's some crazy stuff. She received criticism for saying that Chris Brown, and I'm like, do you know how many fans or Chris Brown fans still exist even after all that stuff that happened with them? Again, don't be sitting down listening to Chris Brown. I'm like, yeah, I might got some of his songs saved, but he ain't my favorite person in the whole world. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but I'm like, yes, the man exists. I'm pretty sure he feels bad for the stuff that he did, because the thing is this. That's gonna be that stain in his career that he'll never get rid of. But the thing is this, though. He gotta live with that. I ain't gotta live with nothing that Chris Brown did. I ain't gotta live with nothing Lizzo did. I ain't gotta live with nothing that P. Diddy did. None of that stuff. My thing is this. That is their life. That is what they got going on. I got my own life to worry about. I do not mean this in a disrespectful way. I don't care about what they got going on. All right? That's on them. So, anyways, but yeah, there was like, it's the same stuff. There was like a Los Angeles judge rejected the backup dancers. Okay, so yeah, it's just still that, had allegedly, there's like, she fat shamed one of her former dancers and stuff. So I'm like, I guess maybe that, but there's like, I'm saying it's like, I don't really see nothing too much about, like, besides that, the backup dancer situation. But other than that, I'm like, I don't see anything else that's like, you know, that's gonna make her out as a bad person. I'm like, yeah, my thing is this, if she is a bad person, then she is a bad person. But I'm like, that's her life. That's what she gotta live with. That ain't got nothing to do with the rest of the world, unless she's doing something to somebody, that is between her and that person. So that's why I'm like, it really trips me out where it's just, there's all these people across the world where it's like, even today, right now, this girl done had a breakdown of some sorts, and people still want to be hateful. Why? I'm saying though, it's like, why even do that? Why even carry on in that way where it's like, this, again, girl ain't did nothing to you. I'm saying, it's like, I ain't seen that so much, though, throughout my life, where it's like, you see people be bullied, you see people get hated on, you see people just go through some stuff, where it's like, that person ain't did nothing to that individual. Even myself, I'm all like, there's times where people be going after me on stuff, and I'm like, what have I done to you personally? You know, like, have I caused you to lose some sleep at night? Have I, you know, split your family apart? You would thought the way people be carrying on nowadays, you would think that they have, like, actual legitimate reasons on, like, being hateful to a person. And no. You don't have no logical. That's one thing about it with haters, with people that be wanting to go around. I more so be talking about haters, but I'm like, you know, we got to talk about the bullies too. We got to talk about the bullies where it's like, they only want to bully people that they think that they can bully. But I'm like, it's funny though, because then that's when they want to get so upset. They want to get so riled up when they see their victim fight back. And that's something that I was like, I remember I told, there's a, he was a kid, but I remember he came to my Twitch stream and he was talking about that, like how he had kids at his school bullying him and stuff. And I, you know, the thing is like, I didn't want to overall put myself in a situation where, you know, like, oh, this could, but I told that kid to fight back. He was like, I'm smaller. I'm like, I don't care. Fight back. Show them that I'm like, bruh, I'm not worried about you. I'm not scared of you. None of that stuff. Fight back. That's something that a lot of bullies don't be understanding. I'm like, or that they don't realize. It's like, an individual can fight back if they want to. I remember when I was in school, because that's something that I just never really believed in when I was in school with somebody that would bully me. You know, and the thing is this, I'm not a big person. Even when I was a kid, I was smaller when I was a kid than I am now. I have to say right now, I'm probably in the best possible shape. I'll have to say that I definitely, like, if I were to fight my younger self, I would win in a fight who I am right now compared to my younger self, where you would think, oh, he had more energy. This kid was hyped off Red Bulls. Here I am. I'm drinking sugar-free energy drinks and ain't eating no candy. Meanwhile, when I was a kid, fam, I was eating candy, drinking Red Bulls, not getting no sleep. Like, I was cracked as a kid, all right? But no, I'm saying, though, like, that was one thing that I remember where kids would try that stuff with me. You know, kids would try that bullying stuff. And I was like, there was three different occasions, twice in elementary and once when I was in high school, where these three different kids, they thought they can pull that stuff on me. I remember the one kid, he always would try that stuff with me. And every time, it would be a situation where I would have to beat him down, all right? And it even got to a point where I can't remember what exactly. I think I was like, because I think he was trying to, like, steal a toy from me or something like that. So we were kind of playing like tug of war, and I remember I let the toy go and it just slingshot and hit him across the face and stuff. And I remember his dad getting all in my face talking about, oh, he was like, you stay away from my son. I'm thinking to myself, have your son stay away from me. How about that? I really wish the mind that I have right now, because I wasn't really all that, like, I was, like, somewhat talkative. I was more so talkative with my, like, friends and stuff, but I just wish that the mind that I have right now, I wish I had that back when I was a kid, because now, I think now something like that were to happen, I would be like, okay, well, how about this? Your kids stay away from me. That sounds like a more logical, because I'm out here minding my own business. Your kid want to come up to me and start bothering me. Excuse me. So I'm all like, fam, your kid brought down on his self. So, but anyways, next kid, I remember I got stuck in the door because I remember it was cold outside and I didn't want to put my hands out of my pocket. So I was kind of using like my elbows and stuff, but I think my backpack had got stuck in the door, kid pointing and laughing, and then runs off. I came up right behind that kid and I punched him in the back of the head. Next kid, I'm telling you right now, I did not play with that bullying stuff when I was in school. I'm like, you can might be able to bully any other kid that at the school, but I'm like, when it came to me, no, I will fight you, bruh. So anyways, high school kid tried that stuff through social media. Now we got like a little bit more advanced now. Like now we bullying kids through social media. This kid would talk a big game when he was around his friends. When it came time for him to be by himself, and I remember there was two different occasions where I caught him in hallways by himself. Quiet, didn't want to look at me, looked terrified. I mean terrified. Again, wasn't the biggest kid when I went to when I was in school, but I've never seen fear in a person's face like that before, and I didn't even have to say nothing to the kid. That's the part that trips me out, man. So that's why I'm like, look, people, when dealing with haters, at the end of the day, they don't have no actual legitimate reason on hating on you. I guess if they do, then they do. But at the end of the day, it's pointless. You know, it's like you hating on this person, trying to be all negative, whatever the situation is. That ain't gonna change them wanting to follow their dreams and do whatever they want to do, all right? And I know some people are gonna probably be like, oh, it worked on Lizzo. We hated enough. We bullied enough. Yeah, but I'm like, you wasted all that time in your life. Me, here it is. It's like, this girl done accomplished all her dreams. She done had, let's just look at her, again, opening up her. I'm gonna just keep her Wikipedia page up because I'm like, who knows? I might talk on some more stuff, but this girl, there is all like she there's like, do they say like they don't really have like a statistics thing on like Wikipedia and stuff, but overall though, like, yeah, she had a song. She released a single called Rumors featuring Cardi B, which debuted in the top 5 of the Billboard Hot 100. Okay, so she has that. She done played in movies. She done released, that's crazy. She only released 4 albums? I thought she released more than that. She's been in multiple TV shows, guest appearances. She done did multiple guest appearances and stuff. What else? Done headlined 4 tours, and then was a supporting artist in 2 other tours. There, oh, list of awards. Okay, she got awards dating all the way back in 2019. Killing it in 2019 from American Music, Apple, BET, Bravo, Clio, I think, European, MTV, Soul Train. Billboards, BET, did I say BET? BET? I knew that. I was like, because no, so they got the BET Hip Hop Awards, and then they got the BET Awards. Why not just have, you know what, I ain't going to question it. But I'm like, I know when I be watching TV and then they'll have an award show, then they have another award show. And I'm like, fam, why is there so many award shows coming on throughout the year? I feel like every year we got a new award show coming on and stuff. So she was in a Guinness World Records in 2019 for her song Truth Hurt. There was like most weeks at number one on the U.S. single charts for a rap single by a female artist. She has that accomplishment, okay? Grammy, iHeartRadio, another MTV People Choice, Grammys. And this is like, yeah, this is going all the way from 2019 all the way up until last year. So I'm saying this, like, this girl, Lizzo, she got all these accomplishments and achievements. All the people that's hating on her, being negative, bullying her. What achievements do you got? That's what I would like to know. You don't see no other artists. You don't see Jay-Z bullying her. You don't see Beyonce's bullying her. You know, I'm trying to think of some other artists. It's Rihanna. Let's think of some Britney Spears. I'm saying you got all these different artists out there. You don't see them because they're actually doing something with their lives. The people that be sitting around bullying people, harassing them, hating on them, all that other stuff, that's a question that you got to ask. What are you doing with your life? And you got to honestly sit down and think about that type of stuff. And I'm not saying, and it's funny because I feel like you'll ask that question and then they'll be like, oh, I got this job, I'm doing this, I got my bachelor's, I'm in college, I'm in school, and I'm like, and you still, all that stuff going on, and you still manage to find the time to hate on somebody that doesn't even know your first name. So it's like, really, at the end of the day, are you really doing something with your life? I'm saying, like, y'all guys sit down. And I feel like somebody that just be sitting around hating on others, they're not doing anything productive in their life, right? So anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode, and peace.